T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us from 21st Century Oncology, Dr. Connie Mazza, Chief Policy Officer there, and Kim Kamenzoumakis, the CEO. A lot of news coming out of Washington today. Medicare proposed radiation therapy bundled payment program. It's going to change a lot of things as it comes to Medicare and the payment structure. Dr. Mazza, what do you see out of this, and how will this change things for the better or alter anything on Medicare and how people are getting treatment for such cancer?
No, thanks, Neil, for inviting us and asking us to speak on this. And this is something that we see in our field of medicine, which, by the way, treats about two-thirds of all cancer patients in this country. Radiation therapy is a method of treatment, very briefly, that uses x-rays in order to diminish or to sterilize tumors in the body. We'll use it in conjunction with surgery and chemotherapy and other types of treatment against cancer. We use it a lot for many different patients. And over the last number of years, Medicare has, through its rulemaking and through its public announcements, made clear that it has great interest in trying to improve the value proposition for its beneficiaries receiving cancer care. They did it first with the oncology care model, which attempted to organize payments under a quality paradigm for patients receiving chemotherapy. That was launched about 3 years ago and has since turned its attention to my field of medicine, radiation oncology. And with this announcement earlier today, this release of a proposed rule describing a new payment method based on diagnosis rather than on service for coverage and payment for radiation therapy services is making a very large step in the direction of trying to achieve value-based payments for this set of cancer services. On balance, I think it's going to be a positive for certainly Medicare beneficiaries, and we can talk about the reasons why we think that it would advantage them having their providers and their facilities paid under this different model. And I think also for the facilities and the providers who participate in this model. And we can certainly get into some details and I think some estimates as to how care delivery is going to be impacted favorably once this change is implemented.
And Kim, you're the CEO of this largest provider of oncology services. What is your hope that patients will achieve in this new policy change?
Great question. So from my perspective, the more we can do to provide quality incentives and measurable quality outcomes for patients, the better they are, and having clear kind of transparency in payment methodology as well as management of their out-of-pocket costs is all a positive. In addition, it will allow doctors to make the best decisions for their patients based on the diagnosis and relying on really physician judgment to make those decisions. So I think all around, this is definitely going to be an improvement for the patients that are facing these cancer diagnosis and going to be getting radiation treatment.
Dr. Mazza, you know, patients come in, whether it be cancer or any other treatment, they come in, they don't necessarily know what their treatment is going to cost. There's been a lack of transparency on it. I know the administration is trying to take steps towards making healthcare more transparent and knowing what the price cost is. Does this do that? If patients come in knowing that this payment program now is based on the diagnosis rather than the treatments and the amount of treatments, is that better for them going in, knowing how much they're going to spend and making tough choices as it concerns cancer a little bit easier when it comes to the finances?
Well, I think that this model would allow for far greater visibility on the patient's part as to how much a course of care is going to cost if they need to receive radiation therapy for their cancer diagnosis. To an extent, the prices are stated up front through this model. And the patient's share of responsibility for that cost is therefore, for the most part, stated up front. Whereas what happens under the current fee-for-service payment model, where individual services are billed separately and are paid separately, that it's difficult sometimes to estimate from start to finish what the patient's out-of-pocket responsibility is going to be, because it's difficult to estimate the exact number and kinds of services that may be required for that patient's course of care. This effectively eliminates that problem in that the prices, again, are stated at the top. And so patients will have far more valuable, far more concrete information to work from as they make decisions regarding their health care.
Dr. Matz, I want to go back to patients for a second, but I do want to ask you about your business, because healthcare has become an industry that has been very difficult to actually, over the last few years, make money on, and it's just been diluted. And there are a lot of regulations, obviously, in this industry. Can this help doctors and maybe people who are in medical school who are looking into the industry, spend a lot of money on education, they go into this industry and you're dealing with insurance companies, and will this help the business so that you don't have to necessarily focus on all the regulations and the legalities and actually focus on quality healthcare?
I think there are two key factors that we need to point out, one having to do with payment policy and one really that just has to do with demographics. Regarding payment policy, as maybe some of the audience may be aware, that oncology, and specifically radiation oncology, has been subject to proposed cuts in fees that have been effectively rolled back after some response from the radiation therapy community on a nearly annual basis, and created a sense of instability in the field in terms of what payments might be for the following year, which made a negative impact, unfortunately, on one's ability to be able to plan as a business in order to procure the necessary equipment and staff in order to continue to offer a high level of quality of service. This change in payment policy stabilizes payments for a period of 5 years and allows for that certainty of revenue that a high cost, high overhead business such as radiation oncology would need in order to business plan and get the equipment, get the staff, hire the physicians, get the support staff in, necessary to provide a very high level of quality care as we do at present. And so this change pleases me very much because it allows me a runway of 5 years where I have some certainty in making decisions as it has to do with improving the technical capabilities of our business. The other matter is demographics, that this is an aging population in our country, and there's an ever increasing number of Medicare beneficiaries that enter the Medicare rolls year over year, and we need, which is in one sense a good thing because it gives physicians like me plenty of opportunity to practice the type of medicine that I know how to do well. But it also creates a need to plan for that future where there is a greater burden of patients that need to be cared for in a high-quality way and to be able to have the resources to be able to do it. And this alternative payment model, I think, certainly is a very big step in the direction of allowing for that certainty of environment, of economic conditions necessary for a business such as this to continue to operate not just well, but profitably.
Kim, when can patients expect changes to take effect?
These changes are scheduled based on the proposed rule to take effect January of 2020, with perhaps a delay until April 2020. Based on our initial read of the proposed rules. So they're targeting January 20, but it may be 2020, but it may get pushed out until April. So we can almost certainly expect to see it in 2020.
And lastly, before we wrap up, what is the optimism of this? We haven't seen too many changes to Medicare over the years. Are you optimistic that things are moving in the right direction?
At least I am. And Medicare has been signaling for a long time a desire in order to change the manner in which it pays for services and importantly, collects quality data from physicians and other providers in exchange for those payments, and is now beginning to make more and more steps in achieving goals that have been stated over the last 10 years. And I think, oncology is accounts for a large proportion of Medicare's overall budget. It's an important set of health services. It meets a set of conditions that have tremendous impacts on the nation's overall health and well-being. And I think Medicare has, at least in my experience and my interactions with them, demonstrated very careful consideration of the importance of sustaining a very high level of quality of oncology care in this country, and has the intention of doing it through this reform of payment policy. To me, it looks like a good idea. And although there's plenty of work ahead of us, and work as we continue to work with Medicare and refine this model and to try to adapt it into our own practices, I think that the horizon out there is a bright one for us.
And Kim?
Yeah, I would agree with that. The only thing that I would add is that, you know, from our perspective, anything that improves quality initiatives across the country in a field as important as this, that's one of the drivers for our company in all of the states that we practice in. And to have that be an expectation for payment is something that we view as a positive for patients and for the healthcare community. So we continue to believe that the transparency and quality initiatives are key in all of these different areas of healthcare. So we definitely support that, and we'll work closely with CMS through the comment period to try to make sure that this comes out with the best outcome for everybody.
Dr. Connie Mantz and Kim Kamen-Zoumakis of 21st Century Oncology, thank you for taking the time today to chat.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.